Hello?
Hey, I am so
Hey,
sorry.
do you know that unsheltered is the new word for homeless?
I did know that.
I did not know that, and my friend put on a charity event, and she was like, it was my unsheltered event, and I was like, trying to figure out what in the world she was talking about. But I didn't know if we were talking about dogs or people or what. And I was like, is that like the new
It's like this
PC term?
new, it's a new PC term they're using now because homeless sounds just terrible because there are misplaced people in homes that have to move from home to home to home. And it's like this new term, and I only know this because I have a friend who is married to like a military man. And she
Yeah.
says right now we're unsheltered. It's like kind of that terminology that they use in like government ways. But they don't, the population, like we look at it as like, okay, well, they're not in a trailer park or Section 8 or any of these other things. You're homeless. You're living in the slums. You know, that's how we think of it because that's what we know as a population. But I do know this term, yes.
Yeah,
Does
oh,
that
I've
make
never
more
heard it.
sense?
Yeah, I literally didn't know if she was talking about like shelter dogs.
No, it's like a legal term. And the reason I know this is because it showed up in one of the kids' IEPs when I was a teacher, and I questioned it then. And I felt really stupid afterwards because somebody was like, it's like homeless. They don't put homeless on a kid's report, Aubrey. And I was like, well, that makes sense. But that's why I think that term is there for charity. I love that they're using it. I think it's just a sweeter, more delicate way
It
of positioning homeless people.
is. I mean, I have to agree. Like, it is a nice term. I just didn't have a clue what in the world she was talking about when she said it. And I was, because I literally was like, wait a minute. Is, because obviously I don't get out enough. I live in my
You're
little bubble.
unsheltered too? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
I have no
No, I'm.
shelter.
I'm overly. That's the problem.
Oh my God, shut the front door. And I love every amount of it. I'm sorry, sometimes I shut down when I think too hard. Like today and the rest of the day yesterday, I've just been just, sometimes when I get going down these paths of opening up, it's like, oh God, why did I do that? Because I'm going to be tired. So I, not that I didn't want to say thank you so much for our conversation or further our conversation, because I still do. It's just I knew I just couldn't last night and still be able to work today.
No, I
Because
totally get it. I get the
even all
same.
day, I'm like questioning things and I'm writing it down. And I think that your Sterling does what I think I've been doing to you, and you've been maybe thinking it some other way, because I think what I need is just someone to say yeah or no or yeah. And that's what Sterling kind of does for you, and it just gives you a different mindset, allows you to take a quick step back and breathe before processing too early and making snap decisions. And that's been a factor of every bad person choice I've ever made. And if I could
Oh, yeah.
change that, which I feel like I am, maybe I could be a better God-fearing woman. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think that that's just one of those things in life. Like some of us, I am learning to think before I move. And
Yeah.
I think that that has a lot more to do with our age and
Yeah.
where we are there. Because I mean, like, we're both at that age
We're
where,
looking at what are we going to leave behind? What do we want to be remembered for? Because that's what I've been doing. I know
well,
that that's my problem. But
I think.
to that point, let me ask you about that princess cut real quick so that I can at least be working if we need to change anything out or whatever, because I know you did call in earlier.
Yes. I'm slightly concerned
Oh, okay.
that the colors side by side, like this H is a really good H, and so the
Gotcha.
I shows a smidge of color next to it, on white. Now obviously set in earrings and a head in between,
gotcha.
You know, is not, like, nobody would notice the difference there.
Should I try and see if there's anything else, maybe?
Yeah, see if there's anything
just
else.
Just anything else, because, I mean, I know you called in and talked with Miss Sarah on it, but I know it's got to be something that's a heavier make, and that's the hard part, is that they just don't cut these cuts, and so I know money,
well,
she said, was good, because basically she was just like, this is what she said she needed, this one will work, send it. I'm like, all right, I'm good with it, and that's why, I think that's also why I was double and triple checking with you all week long to that point, because I was like, I didn't do this originally, I want to make sure this is right. Not because I didn't think that she couldn't do it right or that she didn't, just because I didn't do it to know for myself it was done right.
Yeah,
I guess.
I mean,
so
if I'm gonna obviously show her, and I mean, and like she's out. Like I just texted her,
okay.
And she's still sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, you know, hey, I think I've got us a great option, and because there's some other aspects to this one too that's difficult for her because she's got like very tiny ear holes.
Oh.
So, like, even thin standard posts don't work for her.
Well, that's
so
what you said, that you were even surprised that she had earrings at one point, right? Like, that's what I giggled
yeah.
about.
it's like, I mean, like, they're literally like baby holes.
I wonder how one, like, how do you wear earrings as many times as you do as a teenager in general and not have anything but baby holes? You've got to have really good, like, I wonder if it's collagen or tell me her secret.
Well, she said when she got hers done, like, she had hers done, like, at home by, like, her aunt, I think. And
oh.
It was literally, you know, like, ice pick. I mean, it's not an ice pick, but
like what the old ladies used to do back in the day,
yeah.
from like Bye Bye Birdie or no Grease when they pierced the one Frenchie pierced her ear or whatever, and it was
yeah,
bleeding
like
in the overnight scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah,
she never had it professionally done, is what you're saying? To have that big
right.
gun hole put in it. Gotcha. Well, that makes
yeah.
sense. I guess that makes
sense. When she had hers done, her earrings, they literally just used a needle and ice.
Ooh.
And so it's like a threading needle size. So it's smaller than standard. And
gotcha.
Because it's smaller than standard, you know, and it's all about the size that it goes, you know, that went in it.
Right.
And because, you know, like when you get your ears first pierced, the thing that they use, like the initial earring, you know, they're different. They're a thicker post to begin with because.
Oh. I guess I was thinking more about, like, metal content and maybe what, because I know people that have done it at home even, they get those calluses or those, you know, those little things that are hard. So even then their holes would be bigger, but then isn't certain metals that make them get infected? And I know when my ears get infected from, like, what, nickel or something? Or if you don't do nickel, they don't, I don't know what, I just keep the same earrings in all the time, and they're usually just white gold or silver, so I don't get into these situations. But, like, sometimes when they get really infected, I notice that the hole looks a little bit bigger, and I always get worried, like, I would be one of those 90s skateboarder kids that had a big, huge circle through my ear. Like the Ethiopian, we're back to African women, tribal people again. Jesus, Aubrey.
You obviously watched a documentary.
No, I haven't in a very long, long time. I mean, I don't even know where it's coming from. I just always go back to Ghana. Nigerian, Ethiopian, somebody that has ears and women that look the way they do in my head right now. I won't explain. I don't know how it happens, but it is odd, right? Like, that's an odd thing to always think about, or at least come up in conversation about. Without really diving deep, maybe it's a past life. Who knows?
It's very interesting. that you go there.
I do lot, though. You have to test me on different conversations. Write it down, Sterling. I almost thought about naming, I won't say, but Sterling, too. Like, she's an additional. The caveat, the addy-oop. Oh, the other thing I forgot to share with you, too. Oh, I got good worldly and good news for you. So I'm talking with Mr. Jay here. You don't know him as Mr. Jay, but you know him as, and I'll remember here, Heber Springs, Mr. Jay. Was it you or was it his mom, or your mom, that walked in to his store about 2 months ago inviting him to something for car tie?
Yeah, that was my mom.
Yep, okay. I go, was it somebody that was, like, really prim and proper, about 5 foot three to 5 foot four, glasses, small, medium build, petite, though, and she has a real clean hair. She probably looks like she had some sort of fair blondish hair, but now it's gray, but it's sleek, and it's a bob. Was that the person? Really cleanly cut, well-mannered, very well. Well, everybody's well-mannered. He goes, yeah. That's her. I go, it was Miss Cindy. She was in to see you. Remember when I told you about the that jeweler and I said that they'd been into your stores? Because they have a couple of homes, actually, in the area. And, yeah, Miss Kelly is the one with car tie. And she's affiliated with that. And he's like, oh, I'm a small towner. You know, I'm just a little guy over here and stuff. I don't know, you know, because he's going down that road. I've been here for 30 years, and I just, yeah, I'm just a staple. There's nobody else more north of me, and you got to go all the way to Miss Conway. And I go, I know. We had this conversation. He goes, oh, I get it. Her mother, who used to own the store, and she bought it with her husband. It's the husband. And I go, yes. How did that not make sense before? I don't know. I've only ever talked to him about one other jeweler in Arkansas, not even Mr. Phillip, even. I just, because I don't know if Mr. Phillip is going to be a good look or a bad look. You know what I mean? That's how close of a relationship you and I are, because I called you right out in the way, because I'm like, it's protective of my Kelly. I will not take this account if it's not good for her. And that's just how I feel, but you said that this guy was far enough away, so I didn't ever have to go to Mr. Phillip and ask him. So, you know, I never brought his name up, and so why didn't he figure it out? I don't know, but he now gets it, and he's like, oh, that's right, but this is the funny part. He goes, oh, she must have come in right after you've been talking to me about her. I'm like, no, but maybe she did, so you can play it any way you want. Hey, we were in. We've been in a couple of times. I don't think he'll know one way from sideways, either way. But yeah, he's super excited too. And he does, custom, he was saying.
Yeah.
Mostly custom, not a lot of branded stuff. He's got all of his machines he would like to sell with the business, but he'd like to stay on, you know, all this different stuff. So hopefully that can work out for you as a nice little retirement place, maybe. Satellite community location when you go national or something. I don't know why you don't. Why are you laughing at that? I've given you the way to go national. Like, do you? Okay. Do you got a quick second?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Phillip is somebody that not only did you respect him right off the jump, but I don't know if you know, like, his complete background. Like, he's the guy who, at 20 years of age, and M.B. Zales, Morris B. Zales, the first owner of all of what is Zales now and then some. He was 76 years old out of, like, Dallas or somewhere in Texas, and nobody could get up the chain. And if you remember, Zales back in the day used to have different – basically what they did is they went in and they bought an independent, smaller jewelry chain name, like Bartles, Biddles, and Bink. Or like Gordon's, or was Borden's maybe, or one of those Florida chains. Jacobs, or like a Broadix. There was a bunch of smaller house, But there was only maybe 5 to 12 smaller stores in a general demographic, and they would keep their name because people knew them. That was the name, and that's the name that they go on. But they got to umbrella into the Zales Corporation under that name, and when they would kind of complete these ownerships with Zales. And I just know this, and you can learn all this too, but Mr. Phillip is the 20-year-old sitting in the room and could get through to this man. Nobody could get through to him. And they, and when I say get through, today, nowadays, it would be like a me to Michael situation. And he was the most humble man, he said. And he taught Mr. Phillip all about what his core value of super currency. And I don't know if you know that term. Mr. Phillip could fill you in. You know what? Drop that next time you see him, and he'll know. He'll know we're talking, because he doesn't think that anybody would value his information. You wouldn't be interested. And I know I've told him a million times you would be, but, like, this is a guy who sit here and tells me, like, yeah, one time way back with MB, he would tell me, we don't just sell socks that have holes in them. Why would we want to be doing that? You know, but he was also the guy who was on the very first in-store credit app system. He was the first guy with all of these little nuances that is the reason why he probably doesn't have to have an edge system that kind of dictates where you go in the market based on trends. He, you know, that guy developed Zales in the very infancy of when its growth really started taking over with these smaller, because he worked his Florida chain at one point, and then he redeveloped and moved him out to the Texas of that Broadix, I guess, Jacobs and Broadix. I don't think Broadix is the right pronunciation, to be honest, but I honestly know it just starts with a BR. But it's like a southern chain. So, like, this guy is at your exposure, and I just want to get you guys connected because I feel like you have all of these extra things. And it's just about going back to the basics. And if you start with some of the basics, I just love that he has all these insider trades and detailed information about people and things as well, because he made me real hip to kind of this China. You know how we were talking on the government side of this China, on a level of, okay, let me put my thoughts together here, because we were talking about just overall Asian countries right now, and how dowries on like a girl's head, you know, when they got married, and it would come in the form of this, and we were talking about super currency, right? It would come in the form of like goats, chickens, whatever back in the day. And in Asia, still to this day, their economic system is actually way more healthy because of the way they're buying silver. And you probably know way more about it than I do. But what he thinks is going to happen, and this is where I know you're going to know way more than I do, but gold prices, everybody's saying it's never going to go down. It's never going to go down. He thinks, and this is all hearsay, and it might be a little misconstrued, but I know the complete premise. He thinks that international banks, the big guys, like the real, real big international banks right now, are the ones who are buying the gold and driving that price so far up to a point where it needs to break with everything going on in the world, obviously creating all kinds of, they're like the puppet masters almost, is kind of how I guess he was explaining it to me. And then they're going to pull that tab because they've done it before in many other trades, I guess. And that's why he thinks of super currency and all this stuff. So he literally has been talking with a lot of his investors, and he said, you got to watch. Watch your different stocks and watch your balances. And this is where I don't have all of the accurate facts, so I'm not going to tell you what to watch, but I will get them, or I want to make sure you get involved. Because basically what he's saying is when this kick happens, it's going to be just a complete leveling and rebuild, and you need to protect every business, not just our industry, but every business right now is going to basically come to a point where everybody has to get to ground zero again. And the gold market, if you watch, is where, you know, these big numbers are driving up at such high levels. Well, it can't consistently go that high, he said. And he's older, so he knows market and levels and everything else a little bit more. I get that. But to that point, I also think maybe it's well verbiage for you and stuff to maybe listen to or put you in front of him so that you could have that at your beck and call. Because, I mean,
are
some
you
of the things make sense.
Are you talking about Mr. Long?
Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of these high-power people in that little building that you guys had down there that he's been talking to lately because they've been talking to him about gold and gold prices and selling their stuff, and he's been noticing trends is what I'm saying, but I'm not smart to, like, all of the trends he tells me about. But if you got involved in my conversation, I feel like it could protect you and everybody, really. Now I'm, like, concerned for the world and when the drop – I said to him after he was all said and done, I said, so you're basically saying the world needs to go back to 1929 right before everything went away and dropped? He goes, well, weren't we in the middle of kind of the steady on of a war then too? I said, holy shit, you're right. Do you see the same thing going on? You're smart on this military stuff. You know you are. And government.
He would probably have to explain it to me.
Yeah, I'm not explaining it right, to be fair. I know I'm not.
I think that the price of gold is being artificially inflated. Yes.
You do?
Do I think that it's governments doing it or banks doing it? Probably a combination of both. Why do I think that? Because gold carries value everywhere in the world. And,
right.
You know, like where the dollar is declining and so people don't want to necessarily invest in the dollar, but they would rather invest in tangibles. And consistently across the span of time, when the stock market goes down, gold goes up because even – you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry, they, if they've got anything, like if they're invested in the market and the market goes down, you know, they lose money. Whereas, like, with gold, they own it. Or, I mean, it's a tangible thing. Like, you can take it anywhere in the world and sell it. You know, like, you have nothing except for a piece of paper that says that you have an ownership stake in some company.
Mm-hmm.
So with stock, gold last year would have been an excellent investment for somebody to start off with. Actually, it would have been an excellent investment because we saw a 64% increase in gold over the last like 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think that that's going to continue? No, I don't. There is possibilities, like the market claims that the market looks at. There's a good possibility that it could hit 5,000, like probably not by this year, but there is a chance by the end of next year. But do we think that we're going to see another 64% increase? Probably not. Like we saw in 2025, I think so far it's been like 64%, if I'm remembering my stats correct. But do we believe that it's going to gain another 64% next year? No.
No.
Silver, on the other hand,
Are you scared that it is? Like, how do you protect yourself, Cal?
Well,
that's so frightening. I could never be you.
So silver, it's funny that you said gold opposed to silver because silver actually is kind of known across the industry within circles that silver is being artificially inflated by
China, right?
No, by London. It's the London. There's something going on in London and the banks and all of that stuff with silver. But it's funny because, like, silver is at 64.51. It's, like, but you, if you send it in to, if you send it into the, well, I mean, and that's London, that's WorldSpot.
Right.
WorldSpot, right. It, the high was 64.69 at the close of market, which was, you know, like, it'll
You're
open.
You're good at numbering.
Well, no, I mean, you just watch this stuff. I mean, like, even platinum went up, like, it's,
I heard, though, that silver is going up on the basic level just because the Chinese market owns most of the silver, right? So they're having, like, it's all about the Joneses scoping up and grabbing this and grabbing that and just grabbing what they can in order to have it available. That's what I've been hearing. But I could be completely wrong. I don't know.
I don't know if, well, I can't say no. I don't know. I honestly don't know. What I've heard from the refiners, and they're the ones that know the metal market. I mean, like, that's literally their business.
Right.
And what I've heard from my refiners is that that silver is being artificially inflated by the London market. And
okay.
that they're not buying silver right now from the public, unless
okay.
it's from, like, there's a few big accounts that they deal with that they'll still buy their silver, but they're, because they don't want to buy it at, and this was at $48, because they're worried that silver is going to bottom out, like that it's going up, and then there's going to be a huge dump on the market, meaning that okay, so if you look at the gold market, I can actually physically show you when there was a dump on the market. Okay, let me find this. If you go to Kitcode, https://www.kitco, kitco.com/charts with an charts/gold. It will pull up a live gold chart. Okay.
I'm not there. I am not going to be able to type that and do that right this very second, I don't think. My eyes are just hurting, and I'm looking at these big, huge numbers here, and it's the end of the day, and I'm trying to read emails. I just had too many things, and so I was trying to do that quickly in a different window here, and it just, my ears and fingers weren't matching up. I don't even want to repeat what I got. Backslash this. I was like, uh-oh, yeah. I lost her on that, and I didn't want to sterling you, because I...
KITCO.com.
Okay, KITCO. Gotcha.
.com.
Perfect. And then I can take it there.
And then go to the gold chart. Live gold price.
Okay. Where does it say that?
Let me go back to the homepage. Okay, let's see. Come on. What? Y'all don't mark.
I did take care of memo. I did. What is it? Miss Kelly, can I give you a call right back? Because they're getting ready to ship, and she's saying that I didn't print it. And it's for Jewelers Touch.